previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Start with another boost in the fight against inflation. As we've been hoping, producer price inflation has come in at 4.2% for the month of July, lower than the expected 4.5% and down from 4.6% in June. Key beneficiaries of what economists call disinflation, food products, beverages and tobacco products, coke, petroleum, chemicals, rubber and plastics products, metals, machinery and computing equipment. Or to put it another way, food prices increased by no more than 3.5% in July and petrol price inflation dropped to just 1.6% in the month from 5.8% in June. On the negative side of the ledger, PPI for electricity and water rose to 10.2%. That's after Eskom's price hikes came into effect. Let's hope the trend continues with Nedbank's economists, quoted by Business Tech, one that the geopolitical outlook is far from calm. That could see international oil prices rise quite sharply. Insurer Santam says its half-year headline earnings have jumped more than one-third. Two factors are at work here, stricter underwriting in its commercial business and a strong recovery in its vehicle book. Santam has raised its interim dividend by 8.1% to 535 cents a share. And Africa's biggest iron ore miner, Kumba, is to invest another 7.6 billion rand at its Sishen mine. The money will be spent on something called an ultra-high-dense media separation project. According to News 24 Business, it will boost both production of premium iron ore as well as the company's margins. I have no idea what one of these gadgets is or does, which probably means I'm a bit of a dense media project myself, but I can tell you it will extend the life of the Sishen mine to 2044. Whatever it is, investors seem to like the idea. Kumba's share price was up just under 1% at the bell last evening. On the broader market, the JSE All Share was up 0.25%, the top 40 up a third, London's FTSE up 0.4%, while in New York, we had yet another record closing high for the Dow, up 0.6%. The S&P 500 ended flat, the Nasdaq down 0.25%. Tokyo, Sydney this morning both up 0.5%, Hong Kong up 1.6%. The US dollar's unchanged at 1.11 to the euro, the rand 17.76 to the dollar, 19.67 to the euro, 23.38 to sterling. Gold at 2,513, platinum 941, Bitcoin just over 59,000, and Brent crude oil just over $80 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.